If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the rules, Islamic jurisprudential laws about the media, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Subhanallah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And as always, our guest speaker, Sheikh Javid. Let's talk about some of the questions and concepts about media, jurisprudentially speaking, of course, according to the rulings of Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, what is Ayatollah Khamenei's view, let's say, on watching satellite programs? Is it permissible for, people living in some neighboring provinces or border towns, for example?
Sure.
All right, to the other countries, let's say, to see and watch their television stations or programs?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Programs broadcast via Western satellite television stations and those of most of the neighboring countries teach, you know, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, teach misleading thoughts and they tend to misrepresent things. So misrepresentation is a common thing. They try to portray things which are not true as true and which are true as false. So that's part of the Western media or satellite television stations. They also contain, licentious, frivolous, a kind of forbidden, obscene music, vulgar music, which is also forbidden according to Islam, and watching such movies which contain music, haram music, and vulgar music songs, of course, leads to definitely to kind of mafsada or corruption or mischief or evil, whatever you term it. So it also, kind of misleading. People end up going astray watching such things and, committing haram acts.
Right.
So it's not permissible to access these channels to watch the programs they broadcast according to Ayatollah Khamenei. As I also mentioned, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, if you're watching, of course, let's say documentary, NA documentaries,
yes,
or things which are absolutely halal, essentially halal, like let's say watching Quranic competition broadcast by a neighboring country, let's say. So, and if you're confident that you will watch only halal things and
right,
there's no objection to you,
mm-hmm,
it is permissible, even though it's broadcast on a satellite channel.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sheikh Javid, is there any jurisprudential problem in watching or listening to, funny programs, comical, programs and episodes broadcast from either the radio or television?
Well, there is no problem in listening to such programs and, let's say, humorous shows, mm-hmm, or watching them, provided that they do not involve insult to a believer or they do not involve backbiting or they do not involve some kind of degradation of someone. Because, just as we sometimes see, it's very much very common that some, stand-up comedies are...
pretty common.
Yeah, it's very common that some people are spoken, mm-hmm, ill of. And other people are degraded and, some insult is thrown at some other people. Mm-hmm. So if such programs include insult to some, mm-hmm, people, it's,
yes,
not permissible to be a part of it, to watch it. Otherwise, it is permissible.
Mm. You talked about insult as a kind of, a standard or cornerstone to, make it somehow like objectionable, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the thing is, what about the jokes, for example, in a stand-up comedy that they tell, especially,
yes,
these comedians tell, or in such satirical programs,
right,
or comical programs, and especially about the private parts or the sex,
And that comes up a lot in these jokes.
Mm-hmm.
If some of these jokes are involved, then does it make it haram or objectionable?
Well, jokes are not forbidden per se. You know, you can crack jokes, you know. But, you know, depending on the impact and consequences, if those jokes are, let's say, sexual and, you know, and they kind of lead you
yes.
to something haram, or maybe you might end up doing something haram because that's the consequence mm-hmm. of cracking mm-hmm. jokes mm-hmm. with someone, and jokes about sexuality or, you know, about private parts, of course, it is, it's not permissible. Mm-hmm.
I see. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about the rules of media according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, is there any problem for women, for example, like kissing the photos of the late Imam Khomeini, or the martyrs, for example, in those Muslim countries where there has been a war, for example? Because they're basically the non-mahrams and they're still kissing, for example, a non-mahram's picture. Is it permissible for them to do so?
Well, generally speaking, the pictures of people do not have the same ruling of the people themselves. In other words, the rules which apply to the people themselves do not apply to the mm-hmm. pictures.
Yes.
Of course, the pictures are printed on paper, and of course there's no problem and there's no objection to someone, to a woman, let's say, kissing the pictures of the martyrs as a mark or as a sign of respect or sign of love, and, you know, showing, let's say, dignity and respect for those noble people, for those martyrs, provided that, you know, no evil intention is harbored, for example, and it's if a person is confident that he will not fall into a sinful act as a result of, let's say, kissing the picture of a martyr, let's say, there's no problem.
Mm-hmm. I
and
see.
As I said, you know, there we must differentiate between a picture and an individual himself.
I see. What about the pictures of semi-naked or naked women unknown to us? Like, as you can see, these movies or films, you know, these women appearing in different places here and there in some of the television series or programs and movies. If they are unknown to us, does it make it permissible to watch?
Well, generally speaking, like I said, watching movie, watching pictures and photographs, even if those pictures or photographs are moving pictures, does not have the same ruling as looking in reality at people who are non-mahram to you. They are totally different things, you know. So there is no objection to watching them, to seeing them, according to Islamic law and according to Islamic Sharia. And if, of course, it's very much necessary that watching them or seeing them is not done with lust or with evil intention, and it does not lead to a bad result or a bad consequence or to any mischief, fitna, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So since watching obscene pictures is inherently intertwined with looking with some kind of sexual urge,
mm-hmm.
with sexual, you know, excitation,
mm-hmm.
and it is a kind of precursor to committing haram acts. It is therefore haram, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Watching such movies, such pictures which are pictures of women who are partially naked,
mm-hmm.
is kind of, as I said, it's a kind of precursor to committing haram things.
I see.
Granite Ayatollah Khamenei says it's much better to avoid watching them, right? Ayatollah Khamenei says it's therefore, it's based on this presumption, it is haram to watch such pictures.
Thank you very much, Esther.
In the event that you are confident that you will not fall and there is no such lustful intention, mm-hmm. there is no objection to you seeing them and watching them.
I appreciate it.
Thank you
very much for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الأبطال.